begin the Quran daf and set this time is daf chav for begin the manal begin the tais masla begin the gemara niktira. What does that mean? It says tais gemara mekadu baharim like finding gemara in erevin daf and nachas manal like piercing through the mountain, which claim in this context it means shemenaka v'rakia as if a piercing a hole in the sky. And the continuing next tais masla to begin with the gemara gezirifti pirish. What does that mean? Sadiyotin, which are those in charge of capital punishment, b'shoyti ambemakel, and the policemen of the people with the sticks. That's what the kisir fati are. The next test, Masla, begin with the Gemara, b'netoris neshika sayne. What does that mean, b'netoris? Perish Tos says, Kalema, what does this pasuk mean to say? Nemonim pitzi oyev. Trustworthy are the bruises of the lover, b'chalafein b'sayne. And the opposite is by the kiss of the enemy, because b'netoris loshen hofach. That's exactly what the pasuk is saying. Like we find be'eter, which is a fork of Elazar, it's like a pitchfork, which it turns over the grain. That's exactly what it's saying, where it's saying that the love of the friend, the opposite is by, and even that bruises, the opposite is the kiss of is the enemy. Okay, Pashpe Quran, this is the simple understanding of the pasuk based on this. Pitzi oyev nemanim, the bruises of the lover is trustworthy, shu oislat tevet is doing it for the good. When he's hitting his friend, Miskamla Taib is intending for the good. And the Sheikh is saying to him, but the kisses of the enemy is the opposite. Everything is being done for the bad. Some explain the understanding of the pasuk of this. Trustworthy are the bruises of the lover. The Netaris and the Sheikh is saying, Kalema, what does Netaris mean? Netaris is Lashon Riboy. Of an increase. Kalema, the Sheikh is saying, Daimim him Lamasa. The kisses of the enemy is like a load, which that's netaris, it's like too much. It's always considered as a low. Some explain like this to pasuk. When lovers make a fight, and they hate each other, that's a real hatred. That's what the pasuk is saying. What does it mean, the wounds of the lover is trustworthy? Meaning, the wounds, that's the hatred, which is between the lovers, meaning those are real trustworthy hatred that's between these lovers. But the Tars and the Sheikh Sainim, Pirish. When haters make peace between themselves, a shalom babshor should be named Emon of the Kayemas. The peace and the compromise that's between them is trustworthy and it's in good faith. It stands. Behind the Tars and the Sheikh Sainim, that's what the Pasuk means, that the kisses of the enemy. Is netaris, kolayim the shikah sayin netaris. In other words, the kisses of the enemies has the terminology of ribui, because that's going to stay for a long time when the enemies make up. To the next month, to begin with the gemara erezeh, just like this cedar, which is not in a place of water, appears. The pasuk itself says that it's on the water. So the Tais says, "How love bilim come alayim." That's not bilim we're saying. This is a malach. The malach added on to the words and said alayim. B'chein kulin all of them. Bilam said, like a stream which sometimes it dries up, and the angel said that it's planted. Then Mesyapshim, which doesn't dry up. So too, when Bilam said, Kegan is like gardens, the Malach added on Ali Nahar on the river.